Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
V Demon sent me notes to Steve check out this story about Walmart. And I've talked about Walmart before, especially with respect to like receipt checking and so on. And I've had a lot of people complain about that. And of course, I've publicly stated that I personally don't like Walmart, so I won't shop there. But I've met people who say, but Steve, if it's the only game in town or I got to drive 100 miles to go someplace else, hey, it's a personal choice. Personal choice, but I personally have the ability to choose between different stores. Walmart's a choice I could make, but don't. However, some Walmart shoppers could get up to $500 in cash from a class action settlement. $500 in a class action settlement is actually a pretty good deal, because normally you get $1.37 and a coupon for a set of, you know, floor mats off your next $5,000 purchase or something. But Rachel Treisman wrote this for NPR, where some Walmart shoppers nationwide could soon get money back from the retailer as part of a $45 million settlement that they are paying to try to end a class action lawsuit, which alleged that they had engaged in deceptive business practices. Customers who purchased certain weighted goods and bagged citrus in person at Walmart locations across the U.S. and Puerto Rico between October of 2018 and January 19th of this year may be eligible for cash payments according to the settlement administrator's website. And the weighted goods would include meat, poultry, pork, and seafood products. It's the result of a class action filed back in 2022 that accused them of overcharging for certain products to deceivingly, misleadingly, and unjustly pilfer to Walmart's financial benefit its customers' hard-earned grocery dollars. Pilfer, that's a great word. The lawsuit alleges that Walmart falsely inflated the weight of certain grocery items, mislabeled the weight of bagged produce, including oranges, grapefruits, and tangerines, and overcharged for sold-by-weight clearance products, thereby forcing customers to pay more for them than their lowest advertised price. Walmart has consistently denied the allegations and all wrongdoing, but has agreed to the $45 million settlement anyway. They say they're doing that to avoid continuing litigation. We still deny the allegations. However, we believe a settlement is in the best interest of all parties. That's Walmart's position there. The amount of money each person receives will depend on how many others apply, how many eligible products they purchased, and whether they held onto the receipts. And of course, that's where this whole thing falls apart. Do you hang on to your receipts when you purchased seafood 4 years ago? Customers who provide proof of purchase can receive 2% of the total cost of the weighted goods and bagged citrus they purchased, capped at $500 per person. Now, here's the thing. Those who don't have their receipts anymore can still get between $10 and $25, depending on the number of products they purchased during that period. Eligible customers have until May 22nd to exclude themselves from the lawsuit, object to or comment on the lawsuit or settlement, and until June 5th to submit a claim online or by mail. U.S. District Court for the Middle District of Florida and Tampa is scheduled to hold a final settlement approval hearing on the morning of June 12th. There are no appeals. Settlement payments will be processed after that hearing. Payments will be delivered electronically either through Venmo, Zelle, an ACH, or a virtual prepaid MasterCard, or claimants can request paper checks. The settlement administrator warns the money may not hit customers' accounts right away. Please be patient, the website says. It may take several months before the settlement becomes final and for claims to be processed. And all it takes is an appeal to tie that up. Now, I will have people say, Steve, paper checks, really? I actually like paper checks. I'll tell you why. Is that if they're going to pay you via something else electronically and they send you an email about it, there's a good chance that email looks like spam. Now, I understand that checks can look like junk mail, but I'm more likely to spot a check in my mail than I am in some kind of email notification regarding a virtual MasterCard. And in fact, I've gotten a few recently via email where I actually had to go look it up and go, okay, is this a real thing or not? I don't remember, because they mentioned something that may have applied to me, like what carrier I use for my cell phone and a class action there, that kind of thing. So I don't know. But the bigger problem, like I said earlier, is no one, I'm going to have somebody say they do, but no one in their right mind saves all their receipts for all their groceries going back for 4 years. And so if you did, bless you, you might get $500. But most people, those receipts make it home and get thrown away that same day. And, you know, you might hang on to the receipt just to make sure, you know. But, I mean, I've more often than not, I'm at my grocery store. They hand me the receipt, and I literally crumple it and throw it in a bag. And I crumple it and throw it in a bag so that it doesn't, by static, get stuck to the bag or something. And then later on, as I'm taking the groceries out, I see the receipt and I throw it away. And if something had gone horribly awry with my order, I might go, oh, there's the receipt. It's all crumpled up, but I still have it. But saving receipts for years, don't know. I can't imagine. I mean, I know people out there who save everything. Their fingernail clippings. I mean, but the average person does not keep the receipts that long. So I have to imagine what's going to happen is more people are going to say, well, I want to get the $10 to $25 because I shop there all the time and I just don't save my receipts. And I wonder what they're going to make you do. It's probably going to simply be, please estimate for us how much you bought in that time frame of these things, and then you get a portion of that. And I suspect that many people are going to say, well, I bought as much as I'm legally allowed to, and so I want my $25. And so the interesting thing is $25 enough for the average person to say, I've been mulcted by Walmart, do I want to go get my $25 back by jumping through all these hoops? That's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is someone who goes, I've never shopped at Walmart, but hey, $25, I say I did. And that, I suspect, is where a lot of that money's going to go. So it's unfortunate because the headline makes it sound so good. You can get $500 out of this class action. Yeah, if you have all the receipts that you used there going back to 2017, was it? Hang on. Yeah, so if you saved all your receipts going back to 2018, this is a windfall for you. If you save all your receipts and you actually have them going back to 2018 from Walmart, send me a note. We can have a little discussion about that. But yeah, B Demon, thanks for sending this. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Rachel Treisman wrote that for NPR. Some Walmart shoppers could get up to $500 in a cash settlement from a class action lawsuit, but most likely you're going to get $25 to $50 if you jump through a bunch of hoops. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Nobody cares if you're miserable, so you might as well be happy.